You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Wisconsin State Fair starts today, kicking off 11 days of music, animals, rides, and lots of food options. Country band Midland plays tonight, Boys to Men tomorrow. The celebration runs through next weekend. Federal prosecutors are rejecting Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's defense that she's immune from prosecution in her obstruction case. They argue the law doesn't support that reasoning. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports there was a filing in the case this week from prosecutors. A magistrate judge has recommended that the case move forward. Judge Lynn Edelman will make the final call on whether it goes to trial. There's no date yet on that decision. There are still numbers coming out regarding the RNC's event in Milwaukee. The committee that hosted last summer's Republican National Convention has announced it's giving over $5 million to local nonprofits. The money left over from funds raised for the big event will help youth programs, veterans, and shelters around the city. More than 80 charities, including the Boys and Girls Club and the Milwaukee Rescue Mission, are seeing the benefit. Wisconsin officially gets a new Supreme Court justice tomorrow. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Susan Crawford will be sworn in as Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's term ends. Crawford won against Brad Schimmel in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. It was seen by many analysts as a referendum on the early actions of President Donald Trump's new administration and Elon Musk, who poured millions into the race for Schimmel. The court will still have a 4-3 liberal majority after she's sworn in. Former Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky is now the Chief Justice on the state's high court. Crawford's swearing in is tomorrow at 4:30. Next year, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley is up for re-election. Democrat Chris Taylor has already announced she's running to unseat Bradley.
Larry Sabato has chimed in on the governor's race. The University of Virginia's Center for Politics crystal ball now rates the Wisconsin governor's race as a toss-up after Governor Tony Evers announced he's not running again. The open seat contest adds uncertainty, though Democrats have reason to be hopeful, like a recent big win in a state Supreme Court race. Democrat Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has officially jumped in, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley says he's gearing up to join the race. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien have already declared their campaigns. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it, you know, walking people. That's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As fun as superhero and big franchise films can be, it's refreshing when some critically acclaimed films hit the big screen, especially a comedy. The Naked Gun is the much-anticipated remake of the native Wisconsin Zucker Brothers classic. The film stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Without having seen the movie, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it appears for once that Liam Neeson will not kill a bunch of people who mess with his family. But if he does continue the tradition, it should be hilarious. The comedy is pulling an incredibly impressive 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. To clarify, yes, a comedy is actually playing on the big screen this weekend, and critics love it. Savor this moment, people. The Bad Guys 2 follows your favorite felons as they try to reform themselves, but wouldn't you know it, and darn the luck, they get pulled into another caper, but this time by bad girls. I should mention this is a family film. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you at the movies. If you're an actor and only interested in kissing your wife on screen, well, it would help if she's an actress, and a good one. Otherwise, you might miss out on some jobs. Sex and the City and Yellowstone actor Neil McDonough refuses to kiss any woman who is not his wife, even for big bucks. He says sticking to his principles has cost him work and that show business turned on him for a while. The Suits actor says he was fired from a shoot for refusing to do an intimate scene, and after that, he felt like less of a man in terms of who he was, his livelihood, and says he lost his acting swagger. He also says he started to drink. He did, however, eventually make a comeback despite his contractual stipulations. Producer Graham Yost did Neil a solid and cast him in Justified. McDonough told the Nothing Left Unsaid podcast that his wife doesn't even have an issue with him not doing those type of scenes. It's just that he doesn't want to kiss other women. There is something so sweet and yet so strange about that. Although it will most likely be the box office champ again this weekend, Marvel is hoping the Fantastic Four First Steps becomes an actual hit. Sounds funny to say that, even though it made $117 million domestically, but to truly become a summer blockbuster, it will need to have legs. The studio is hoping for a take of $45 to $52 million in its second week. Its challengers are Naked Gun and The Bad Guys 2. The prognosticators say despite good box office expectations for both films, they won't come close to dethroning Fantastic Four. If you're a theater owner or work for the Hollywood studios, it's pretty much good news all the way around when it comes to the 2025 summer box office earnings. According to Deadline, year-to-date numbers are up 13% over the same period last year. Summer 2025 is almost $3 billion ahead of summer 2024, thanks to four of this summer's releases having a $100 million plus opening weekend. Keep up the good work, movie fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.